Je vous ramène dans le temps pour quelques instants. Vous dévoilez des faits qu'on n'apprend pas forcément. J'entretiens une autre histoire, celle qu'on voit pas dans les cours. Amérindiens et les noirs, celle qu'il faut remettre à jour. Par où commencer, pour vous dire comment c'est. D'abord faut nuancer, l'histoire est romancée. Manipulée, elle est écrite par les vainqueurs. Dans une partie dissimulée, les hypocrites être podiens. Back in the day, sur de 1604, Champlain débarque avec un support en plaque. Mathieu Dacosta dit l'interprète. Il parle micmac, français et hollandais. En 1629 arrive Olivier le Jeune, premier esclave répertorié dans la jeune ville de Québec. Au moins 10 000 esclaves au Canada jusqu'à l'abolition de ce droit en 1833. Et c'est fou, à force de fureté en marche, découvert que Lionel Groulx prenait la pureté des races. C'est la même pour Garneau.
Alright, so for the people at home who don't aren't familiar with your work, would you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, so my name is Wester. I'm a hip-hop artist from Quebec City. I started to rap in 1995, and I'm also a historian, and I specialize in slavery and the presence of black people in Quebec.
Okay, and what influenced you or inspired you to start a career in hip-hop and rap?
Well, the thing is that I think from a subconscious standpoint, I've never seen myself in the medias in Quebec, like open the TV or the radio. I didn't see like black people like my age who would inspire me, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but when I started to look toward what was happening in the U.S., this is when I started to find myself. So I thought, oh, these are young black people like from the back alleys in Brooklyn. And then it started to, I started to feel like I found something in which I could be interested in, and I could find some models. And this is how I started from a subconscious standpoint, you know. But this is something that I really, really enjoyed, like, from the beginning.
Yeah, and you started a career in hip-hop and rap pretty early in the 90s, right?
Yeah, okay. I started in 1995.
And how do you believe the genre has changed since you started?
Well, back then, hip-hop was closer to its literary roots. So, like, the text was so important, the lyrics were so important. So even if you rapped about like gangster topics, well, you needed to have something interesting to say, you know?
Yeah.
But nowadays, the hip-hop that is being commercialized is like pop music, you know? It don't have any substance. It's kind of dull, and it's not interesting. But back then in the 90s, everything that was commercialized was interesting. You know, you think about like a Notorious Big, Tupac,
yeah.
Wu-Tang or whatever, Nas. You know, people were intelligent. They were saying something and they would sell a lot of albums, you know. But nowadays it's like there is this kind of recipe. If you say something smart, well, you won't sell anything, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And I see a lot in your work, especially in Quebec History X. I think it's an excellent song. I love the music video.
Thank you.
And you mentioned, we're going to talk about some figures, I think. You mentioned Mathieu Dacosta as an important figure. And what do you think, can you talk about him and some other figures you think are overlooked?
Yeah, well, Mathieu Dacosta was Samuel de Champlain's interpreter. So when Samuel de Champlain came to Port-Royal around 1605-6, he was the one who would be the interpreter between the Europeans and the natives. And mm-hmm. some historians think that Mathieu Dacosta never came here. But one thing is sure is that they hired him to come here, but he didn't make it. Or maybe he did. So he's kind of a mystery in our history. But the first person of African descent to come here in Quebec arrived in 1629. His name was Olivier Lejeune, and he was the first slave in Canada. And he lived in Quebec City from 1629 to 1654, and he was from Madagascar. And another interesting character that is pretty overlooked is Mathieu Léveillé. who from 1733 to 1743 was the executioner. So the executioner of New France for those 10 years was a slave from Martinique. It was a black man.
Okay. And would you like repeating his name, Mathieu?
Mathieu Léveillé.
Okay. Thank you. And what do you think, because a lot of people are overlook these figures, what do you think a lot of modern-day Canadians forget the most about their past and their heritage?
Well, I think that a lot of people don't know about history, whether it be black or white. But I don't like to put it like black or white history, because yeah. this is history with a big H.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in school, the history that is taught is white history. Like, we don't really talk about the natives. We don't really talk about, like, the black prisoners, whether it be slaves or freemen. We don't talk about the Chinese who built the railroads. Mm-hmm. So some might talk about it, but it is not a known fact. And yeah. this is what is important for me. All those facts that are in books, they need to be known by everybody. You know, it's like you ask anybody in the street, they'll tell you, yeah, there were slaves in the United States. But they don't know that there were slaves here. So this is why it needs to become a common knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. And I noticed in Quebec History X, you do mention the black population, the Chinese railroad workers, indigenous peoples. How do you think your music encourages this conversation?
Well, because... those informations, as I said, are like they are in big books, and people need to be interested by those topics to read them. So for me, it's a way to democratize this information, this knowledge, so that people that are not interested by reading those books, at least they might learn those informations through a song, which is less demanding than reading a book.
Yeah. I'm going to bring it back to your rap music a bit for a bit earlier. You started out your career rapping in English, correct?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What made you decide to start rapping in French, and how has your experience and message changed after making that decision?
Well, first of all, I started to rap in English because back then, my generation, we didn't know that we could rap in French. So that's how we learned English. And you know, my English teacher back in high school, she was mad at me. And she was always like, Ali, stop speaking the black English.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is how we learned to speak English. And well, I thought that it might be better if I could rap in French, because this is my native tongue. This is what I speak. I don't speak English that well, you know. So with my accent, I thought that I could be better than that, but I had to rap in French. Mm-hmm. Then I had a better mastery of the language. And you know, when you write things, like when you're a writer, you need to own the words. You need to have a mastery of the words. And I knew that I was better in French than in English. So this is why, if I wanted to step up my game, I had to rap in French.
Yeah, I understand. So you also spoke at schools and to young students especially, correct?
Yeah.
How does your music compare to speaking directly to your audience? How do they compare?
Well, when it's through music, it is more poetic, you know, so you have a better images, and it's nice to hear, and the flow's nice. But it's not everybody that understands what I'm saying through metaphors and comparisons. But when I speak to the people, it's easier for me to explain concepts, and it's more direct to the point. So that's why like I like to do both. It's like different sides of the same coin.
Yeah, you get the best of both worlds out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
And lastly, what do you think you know, listeners and students who are listening to this can do to become more aware and supportive of your message?
Learn. Just learn, stay aware, Stay curious, you know, read books, go to museums, or just be aware of your surroundings. And this is how we may grow as a society, you know, because I think that the biggest enemy of society is ignorance, and ignorance springs forth racism and xenophobia. So it's like if you learn, if you stay aware, well, you might be able to see things differently. So I think that all people need to do is to be curious about history, about other people, about the world, about everything.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. We're going to wrap up the interview. Is there anything you want to say before we wrap it up?
No. I think that's the main thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, we need to learn history, not only black history, white history, just history. It belongs to all of us.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Webster.
Well, thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Bœuf, maïs et patates, tout ce qu'on trouve dans le West Side. Toi pis moi, ça a rien d'oriental. C'est une mixture qu'on leur donnait pour les nourrir en tas. Maintenant les Indians, ah, les Indians, man, ils l'ont eu bad. Les Indians viennent de ça à la grande échelle, à trop grande échelle. La mémoire des Amériques est à jamais attachée. Les premières armes bactériologiques, on leur donnait des couvertures et bébés de variole. Tu vois la suite, choc microbiologique et viol culturel. Être vu en étranger sur sa propre parcelle. Le terre ancestral, c'est l'ère industrielle, fait qu'encore 21e siècle. L'âme des ancêtres râle. On parle de col, de viol et d'alcool dans les fioles. Le haut taux de succès démonte fucking ras-le-bol. Dans les réserves, je comprends qu'il y en a qui s'attaquaient au gouvernement, comme dans le temps qu'il allait s'attaquer. Ans d'histoire, 6 millions de raisons de nous faire oublier de croire et tous se souvenir. C'est tout ce que j'ai peur de devenir quand on y pense. 10 minutes, l'ignorance, 10 minutes. 400 ans d'histoire, 6 millions de raisons de nous faire oublier de croire et tous se souvenir. C'est tout ce que j'ai peur de devenir quand on y pense. 10 minutes, l'ignorance, 10 minutes.
I'm not controversial, I'm just speaking the facts. I speak with your weak mind lack. I'm not controversial, I'm just speaking the facts. Wake you up out of your brainwashed state.